Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. More than 50 No Kings rallies were held across Colorado on Saturday to protest the policies of President Trump's administration. Denver and Colorado Springs each drew thousands to the events. Charles Welch attended the Denver rally to protest immigration enforcement.
No American citizen should be afraid of being out in the street and getting hassled by federal agents. We pay for someone to come snatch us, and it's not right.
For scenes of rallies around the state, visit CPR.org or KRCC.org. A copyright settlement involving the artificial intelligence company Anthropic could mean a $3,000 payday for authors. Colorado author Laura Pritchett is among the writers whose books were said to be illegally downloaded to train an AI model.
My writing buddies and I joke that if we actually get any money, we'll go out and celebrate. To be frank, it's going to be a sad celebration because we didn't want our creative work used to train AI overlords that will possibly replace us.
Anthropic denies any wrongdoing as part of the $1.5 billion settlement. Comcast is cutting about 300 jobs in a South Denver suburb. The Centennial office is closing at the end of the year, that according to documents filed with the state. It is part of the company's plan to unify regional offices and combine work on communications and governmental affairs. Comcast says it'll help affected employees transfer or relocate to other parts of the company. This is CPR News and KRCC.